The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's Vision News is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937, by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from event.auctria.com, our 2024 New Visions Gala, benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service. It's happening Friday, September 13th, 2024. That's right, Friday the 13th. Glenwood Ballroom at the Crabtree Marriott, 4500 Marriott Drive, Raleigh. You can click on the menu at the top for the homepage, the tickets, sponsorships, making donations to us, silent auction donations for the guests to bid on, and there's contact information if you need more info. Space Camp is also coming up soon. So from scivis.org, here are the details. The Skivis Creed. Just because I can't see the stars doesn't mean I can't reach for them. Skivis alumni. We are all here to learn with our peers. Let us celebrate our similarities and our differences. Let us respect other cultures, religions, and languages. At our beginning, many were given little chance, but due to the people in our lives, we find ourselves in a wonderful place with wonderful people. Let us flourish in our learning, find joy in our experiences, and remember our friends and knowledge we gained at Space Camp. Quote by Dan Oates, O-A-T-E-S. Note, the forms on this website are specifically for blind and visually impaired students attending Space Camp. For interested visually impaired students, go to Space Camp Hotlink for forms and programming information for non-visually impaired students. Skivis Facebook group for photos, messages, and other information about Skivis. Registration is open. Skivis 2024, October 6 to 10. Departure, October 11. Pricing, Camp, Academy, Mach 1 and 2, $1,325. Mach 3 and Advanced Academy, $1,450. Airport transportation, $60 round trip. Early arrival, $125 a night. Bedding packs, sheets, blankets, etc. are available for a rental fee of $5 for the week. This will be made available upon registration, so no more packing sheets. Scholarship applications are closed for 2024. Age requirements. Space Camp and Aviation Challenge, Mach 1, ages 9 to 11, grades 4 to 6, at the time of camp. Space Academy and Aviation Challenge, Mach 2, ages 12 to 14, grades 7 to 9, at the time of camp. Advanced Space Academy and Aviation Challenge, Mach 3, ages 15 and up, grades 10 to 12, at the time of camp. As always, I will be happy to answer questions by email at scivis.oates@gmail.com or by phone, call 304-851-5680. If you call, please leave a message or I will assume it is a spam call and block the number. Hotels. There are hotels nearby for chaperones, parents, and guests. The Marriott at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center is the closest. Watch the Skivis Facebook page for group rates. Chaperones may stay at an off-site hotel at their own expense. Skivis 2025 35th Anniversary will happen September 28 to October 2nd, departure October 3rd next year. NASA internships. NASA internships, fellowships, and scholarships, NIFS, information at the hotlink. https://intern.nasa.gov/. Summer internships run from early June until early August for college students and from late June until early August for high school students. All student interns get paid. Contact information for students with visual impairments, Dr. Craig Moore, M-O-O-R-E. craig.moore@sign. They spelled it out. NASA.gov. Or Dr. Robert Shelton, robertoshelton@nasa.gov. There are dots in between each of those. News. SCVS graduation videos are up many years thanks to Vincent Vazzo, V-A-Z-Z-O, Space Camp Hall of Fame, 2007, for recording and posting this. Hot links to why attend Space Camp, Kate's story. YouTube of a Heidi Jackson singing her original song about space. She attended SCVS in the 2012. The lyrics are included on the YouTube page. Hot link, a chance to reach for the stars. Hot link, article from wonderbaby.org by students who attended SCVS. Nick Boone from Australia attended SCVS in 99 and 00 and is getting his PhD in astronomy. He's talking about his experiences at SCVS on YouTube. There's a hot link for that. SCVS Discussion Group, chaperones only. SCVS in the News, visually impaired students flying high at Huntsville's Space Camp. Huntsville Times, August 28, 2011, includes video. SCVS is a week-long camp that takes place at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Coordinated by teachers of the visually impaired, accessible computers used by students in the space camp programs have been adapted for speech and large print output. Materials and equipment used during missions are available in Braille and large print. Participatory. Students participate fully. Each student is screened based on their eye medical condition. Limitations may be placed on some. SCVS is actually five separate programs. Space Camp, Space Academy, Advanced Academy, Aviation Challenge, Mach 1, 2, and 3, and Robotics. From LOC.gov, welcome to Bard Express. Welcome to the homepage for Bard Express. Here you will find everything you need to know about using Bard Express. What is Bard Express? Bard Express provides NLS patrons with an easy way to access Bard Hotlink. Use Bard Express to browse thousands of audiobooks and magazines, download them to your Windows-based computer, and transfer them to an NLS cartridge or USB drive. Bard Express simplifies the process by providing a menu-driven interface, reducing the need to memorize a complex set of keyboard commands. The latest Bard Express, version 3.0.0.7, includes the Bard Express Player, which allows patrons to use an audiobook or magazine from their Bard Express bookshelf and listen to it directly on their PC. And Bard Express can be used with as few as four keys, while providing advanced functionality for the more adventurous user. Documentation. Learn more about Bard Express by checking out the Frequently Asked Questions, Hotlink, or by browsing the Bard Express User Guide, Hotlink. If you're already running Bard Express, access the help topics by pressing F1. How to get Bard Express. Download Bard Express. After saving it to your computer, locate the file and open it. Follow the on-screen instructions to complete the installation process. If you have questions, contact your network library. Use the Find Your Library tool to obtain a contact telephone number for your network library if you do not already have it. JAWS scripts for Bard Express 2024. These scripts are included in the 2024 version of JAWS for Windows 2024. They can be imported into JAWS 2022 or JAWS 2023 to enable the same customization. There's a hot link for the scripts for JAWS 2022 and JAWS 2023 to download. How to install the JAWS scripts. Number one, after downloading the JAWS scripts, unzip the folder. Number two, open the folder to find six files. Copy all six files to the clipboard. Number three, paste the copied files into your JAWS menu folder. You can get to the ENU folder by following these steps. A, navigate to your JAWS application window. B, open Utilities menu. C, from within the Utilities menu, select Explore Utilities folder. D, from within the Explore Utilities list, select Explore My Settings. you should now be located in your ENU folder. E. Paste the files you copied to the clipboard earlier. F. Restart JAWS so that the script changes are initialized. Screenshots for using BART Express. Go to loc.gov to look at those. And there are captions for Figure 1, Figure 2, Figure 3, Figure 4. FAQs. Learn more about BART Express by checking out the BARD Frequently Asked Questions hot link. You can also browse the BARD User Express User Guide hot link. If you're already running BART Express, access the help topics by pressing F1. Please direct support questions to the BARD support team at nlsdownload@loc.gov or your network library, and there are hot links. From the American Printing House for the Blind, the aphconnectcenter.org website has Vision Aware. Are you or a family member having difficulty seeing, or perhaps been diagnosed with an eye condition such as macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, or diabetic retinopathy? If the answer is yes, you're not alone. Vision problems affect 25 million Americans, and they are on the rise. Vision Aware is a free, easy-to-use informational service for adults who are blind or have low vision, their families, caregivers, healthcare providers, and social service professionals. Visitors will find tips and resources on living with blindness or low vision, information on eye diseases and disorders, and a searchable free directory of services at the hotlink. Under the aphconnectcenter.org Recreation and Leisure If Blind or Low Vision tab, we have From Crafts, Woodworking, Traveling, and Reading to Sports and Exercise. This section is full of information on a variety of activities people who are blind or low vision can engage in using a few adaptations. Cards and Games will introduce you to a wide range of card and board games adapted for people who are blind or low vision. These will enable you to continue with your love of leisure time activities. Click Read More. Arts and Culture. Learn how to continue enjoying the theater, art, music, singing in a choir or chorus, and activities such as international travel when you are blind or low vision. Click Read More. Entertainment. Find out how to continue enjoying your favorite television shows and learn about podcasts and how to access them. Click Read More. Reading and Writing. Tablet computers like the iPad, Kindle, Fire, and Samsung Galaxy have dramatically changed how we read. For individuals experiencing vision changes, these devices have also increased the overall ease of access to print. Click Read More. Arts and Crafts if you are blind or low vision. Many arts and crafts and woodworking activities can be adapted for people who are blind or have low vision. Learn more about how to enjoy these recreational pursuits. Click Read More. Gardening and Yard Work. Learn about tips for gardening, including raised bed gardening, from experienced gardeners who are blind or low vision. Click Read More. Sports. People who are blind or low vision compete and participate in every possible sport. Sometimes the rules are modified. Sometimes adaptive techniques are used. And other times adaptive equipment may be required. Learn more about your options. Click Read More. Exercise. If you are blind or low vision, find tips for developing and maintaining good balance and strength, and advice on exercising safely if you are experiencing pain. Click Read More. From PedalPoint.com, that's PedalPoint.com, get a taste of how blind people experience the web with Sight, S-I-T-E, Unseen. Article by Simon Miner, July 29th. Sight Unseen is a Chrome extension I created to help you appreciate how blind people use the web. When activated, this tool obscures the current page and provides a screen reader emulator that you can use to explore its contents. This browser extension enables you to foster empathy in yourself and your community for those with vision disabilities, build the case for accessible web design, and test for web accessibility issues. Getting Sight Unseen. Sight Unseen is available in the Chrome Web Store. To install it, all you need to do is press the Add to Chrome button on the page linked at the beginning of this paragraph. There's a hot button for that. Activating Sight Unseen. Once installed, the sight unseen icon, a miniature version of the picture of a blue stick figure with a cane walking in front of a globe at the start of this article, should appear in your browser's toolbar. Navigate to a page like this one outside of the Chrome Web Store. Most Chrome extensions won't work there. Press the sight unseen icon. The icon should turn green, and the web page should be obscured by an opaque black overlay with a box outlined at the bottom right of the screen. This initially contains the title of the current web page, if there is one. Note that the contents of the web page are still present. They are just hidden behind the overlay. Using Sight Unseen. There are two blue buttons at the top right of the screen when Sight Unseen is active. Press the peek button or the asterisk key to temporarily reveal the contents of the page. Press the help button or the question mark key to display a dialog box that lists and describes the keyboard commands supported by Sight Unseen. These commands are also enumerated on the Sight Unseen website at the hot link. Normal browser on keyboard shortcuts to navigate and interact with page elements should continue to work as they typically do. The Tab and Shift plus Tab keys move current focus to the next and previous interactive elements, such as links, buttons, and form fields. The Enter key activates the current element, performing actions like following a link or pressing a button. The Up and Down arrow keys move between form field options in a pop-up menu, set of checkboxes, or radio button group. The Space key selects the menu option, checkbox, or radio button currently in focus. Sight Unseen emulates a screen reader by allowing you to move through the page contents using the left and right arrow keys to go to the next or previous element, respectively. These arrow keys navigate through both interactive and non-interactive elements on the page. As you move between different page elements, the text in the box outlined at the bottom right of the screen should update to show the type and contents of the current element. For instance, if the box contains the text Heading Level 1 Support, it means that you are currently focused on the page's main heading element whose text is Support. Certain keys allow you to jump to the next or previous instance of specific types of element. For instance, pressing H takes you to the first/next heading, and pressing H moves you to the previous heading. Deactivating Sight Unseen. To turn off Sight Unseen, press the Sight Unseen icon in your browser toolbar so that it changes from green back to blue. This should remove the black overlay and its elements, revealing the page contents again. Alternatively, you can reload the web page to disable Sight Unseen. I hope you'll give Sight Unseen a try at the hot link and let me know what you think. Please contact me or leave a comment on this article if you have any thoughts or questions, or if you encounter a problem with the extension. There is a hot link for his contact information. Simon Miner. From imagemd.org, Grocery Shopping Apps, What's Out There and How to Use Them, article by Carlton Walker. Appetite for Accessibility, August. We all need to eat, and we all need access to information and tools. From package directions and recipes to apps for grocery shopping and food ordering, lack of non-visual accessibility to information and tools can create barriers for us. This month, we share non-visually accessible tools and explore applications to break down those barriers so that we may satiate our appetites for accessibility. August 6th, Accessing Food Package Information. Their webinar is over. August 13th, Grocery Shopping Apps, What's Out There and How to Use Them. That webinar is over. August 20th, Recipe Websites, What's Out There and How Useful Are They? August 27th, Food Order Apps, What's Out There and How to Use Them. Let's go shopping. This week we explore two much-used grocery shopping and delivery apps that allow us to shop independently and to save a trip to the store. Bonus, we welcome our BISM Gold Star intern, Mary Nyenyezi, N-Y-E-N-Y-E-Z-I, Ijambo, capital I-J-A-M-B-O, who helped develop and record this week's app reviews. Grocery shopping apps. Grocery shopping apps have made life so much easier. With these tools, we can satiate our appetites with pantry staples like flour and sugar, as well as with fresh and delicious fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy, and eggs. We can even stock up on sauces, spices, and other gems so that we can make food from all over the world in our own homes. This week, we examine the good and the bad of two popular grocery shopping and delivery apps, Instacart and Walmart Plus. Please note that our reviewers used each app's iOS version on iPhones. Our reviewers are Bridges Project Coordinator Chris Nussbaum and Mary Nyenzi Jambo, both blind young adults. Mary served as a Bridges intern through her participation in the Gold Star Students Training in Advocacy and Responsibility program of BISM, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, which was funded by the Maryland DORS/OBVS, Division of Rehabilitation Services, Office for Blindness and Vision Services. Meet Mary Nyenyezi Ijambo. Mary just graduated from high school and seeks a career in communication, especially podcasts. So it's no surprise she was the perfect intern for us at Bridges. Please check out Chris's interview with Mary at Bridges Interview with BISM Gold Star intern Mary Ijambo on our YouTube channel. There's a hot link for that. Instacart app. About the Instacart app. Instacart is an app we can use to order groceries online for delivery or pickup. Instacart allows us to choose from a variety of stores, whatever is closest to our location, and taking orders from the Instacart app. Through its app, Instacart offers users the opportunity to shop at grocery stores and other kinds of stores and to have their purchases delivered by Instacart shoppers. Find out more on the How Instacart Works webpage hot link. Instacart charges fees and many users give tips to their shoppers/deliverers. Instacart also offers a program called Instacart Plus. With Instacart Plus, users enjoy zero delivery fees for orders over $35. Instacart Plus costs $9.99 per month. Find out more on the Instacart Plus benefits webpage hot link. Instacart for individuals receiving EBT and SNAP benefits. EBT and SNAP benefits can be used with certain stores in Maryland. Check out the participating EBT SNAP retailers and states webpage hot link. Also, EBT SNAP beneficiaries can get Instacart Plus for $4.99 per month for the first 12 months of membership. And the EBT SNAP and Instacart Plus promotion webpage hot link. Bridges review of the Instacart iOS app. We tested Instacart and found it very easy to use. Except for one issue involving a pop-up offer, we were able to easily get our groceries ordered. Check out our Chris and Marie's demonstration of Instacart. Go to our YouTube channel and join Chris and Mary as they take a deep dive into the Instacart app. Bridges Instacart Accessibility Video Review Link Hot Link. Download Instacart from the Apple App Store and check it out. Walmart app. About Walmart app. Through its app, Walmart offers shoppers the ability to shop and purchase items from stores and additional items sold by Walmart that might not be in local or any stores. Walmart offers us as buyers up to three options. 1. Pick up the items at a specific store. 2. Delivery from the store to our homes. Or 3. Shipment of the items to our homes. Prices for delivery and shipping vary based on value of the total order and membership in Walmart Plus, a program that offers discounts and other offers upon payment of a membership fee. For example, the Walmart Plus subscription includes a Paramount Plus subscription. Find out more on the Explore Walmart Plus Benefits webpage hot link. College students may also get a 50% discount on Walmart Plus membership. Anyone can get a 30-day free trial. Walmart Plus for individuals receiving EBT SNAP benefits. EBT SNAP beneficiaries may pay for eligible Walmart purchases with those benefits. Also, Walmart Plus offers Walmart Plus Assist, discounted Walmart Plus membership to individuals who receive government benefits like SNAP, SSI, etc. This discount continues for as long as the individual remains eligible and includes all Walmart Plus's benefits. Bridges review of the Walmart iOS app. Chris and Marie took a deep dive into the Walmart app for iOS, which allows us to shop at and order from our nearest Walmart store. While one can shop as a guest, Walmart requires a subscription to Walmart Plus to get free delivery and delivery on the same day. Our team found that most of the buttons were clearly labeled throughout the app. However, there were several places where VoiceOver got stuck, or the navigation was just tricky enough that we had to chalk our challenges up to accessibility bugs. So we would rate the overall accessibility of the app as mixed. Check out Chris and Mary's experience with the Walmart Plus app on our YouTube channel, Bridges Walmart Accessibility Video Review Link. Download Walmart from the Apple App Store and check it out. Reach out to us at the free Bridges Help Desk anytime. Please check out the Bridges Technical Assistance Center Resource Library today. Hot links for both of those. Contact us. Follow the Bridges Help Desk Facebook page for more transition tips. And please contact the Bridges Technical Assistance Center's free help desk for Maryland blind, low vision transition students, families, and educators anytime using our accessible web form hot link. Email helpdesk@imagemd.org. Text or leave a voicemail message at 410-357-1546 or Bridges Help Desk Facebook page or Facebook Messenger hot links. This unique project is being coordinated through the Image Center of Maryland, a center for independent living in Towson, and it is funded by a grant from the Maryland Department of Education, Division of Special Education / Early Intervention Services. The Assistive Technology for the Blind and Visually Impaired Facebook group posted this from the Hadley Facebook group. Hadley.edu is now hadleyhelps.org. We needed to make this move as our scope has expanded beyond academics to more practical help and support. Please update your bookmark so you don't miss anything during this transition. As always, should you have any questions about this move, please contact our help desk at 1-800-323-4238. When you navigate to hadleyhelps.org, there is a donate, sign up, and log in series of buttons at the top of the page. There are Home and About Us and Learn tabs. What would you like to learn today? Daily living, adjusting to vision loss, recreation, technology, Braille, working, or search by keyword. And there is also a help button at the bottom. When I click on workshops in technology, they have workshop videos and help for Android, Apple, computer skills, books and TV, Alexa and Zoom, and Android Low Vision Features Series. Android phones have updated features. Learn about them in our updated workshops. Learn to adjust your magnification, color, font size, and much more. Listen with TalkBack Series. Discover Android's TalkBack feature. When you can't see the screen, listen instead. Apple, iPhone, iPad, Low Vision Features Series. Learn how to customize your iPhone, iPad to better meet low vision needs, magnify, adjust colors, zoom in and out, text-to-speech, and more. Listen with VoiceOver Series. When you can't see the screen, listen instead using your iPhone, iPad's VoiceOver. Well, I ran out of time for this week's episode. I'm Doris Hyde, reading Vision News for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, and print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org.